broadcasting live from the Toyota studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
hitthatline.com. I got that wood.
This is The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, and Nick Mason.
Three best friends.
Hey.
Three amigos.
Yeah. All right.
Three blind mice.
Hey.
Three
stooges. I don't want to be associated with
this. I want to get one.
There's another one out there.
Let's move past it.
Let's put it behind us, guys.
Wake up and get ready to go through Rush.
You can't do that to our pleasures. Only we can do that to our pleasures.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
Good morning. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. So many things to get to today. And thank you for making us a part of your day today. I'm John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason in studio with me. As we have so many things to talk about on this Hot Take Monday. And man, oh man, is there going to be plenty of hot takes with the Arkansas Razorbacks finish to the season. We'll also get into some NCAA tournament talk. Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette will be joining us around 7:45 as we'll get his thoughts and opinions not only on the basketball team, but on the baseball team, which we'll also talk about, which was kind of the saving grace for a lot of Razorback fans to make them feel a little better about the weekend. Not great, but at least a little better. It eased the pain a little bit.
As I had both hands on top of the bridge rail.
Yes.
They said, oh, no, we beat Kentucky in baseball. So I took one foot down and took just completely jump off.
If they would have lost in a bad fashion to Kentucky over the weekend, you may have had a lot of Razorback fans on suicide watch. Yeah. But it was a very interesting weekend for the Razorbacks, and we'll just start right now with the Razorbacks losing to Butler in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
By 20. Yeah, you need to say the Razorbacks losing by 20 every time that we bring them up.
79-62, and it opened up the game where Arkansas was down at one point 21-2,
and we called it at the beginning before the week started. Now, of course, we called a bunch of different things. I also called a win, and we were wrong on that. But before the week started,
we're always right.
Yeah, you have to be right on something. But the one thing that we said, if you look at Arkansas this season in games that they trailed early, in games that they got down, in games where they would get down 12, 13, 14 points, this is not a basketball team that has been able to play from behind. This is not a basketball team that can catch back up, take the lead, and remain in front. I know a lot of people out there are thinking, well, at one point in time, they caught back up and they took the lead by one. Basketball is a game of runs, though. So when Arkansas went on that run, it's going to eventually end, and Butler's going to go back on another run. And I knew from the tip, as soon as this team got down as big as they did early on, I said, it doesn't matter how much they come back. It doesn't matter if they take the lead. They're going to run out of gas and they're not going to have anything else to give down the stretch.
I can't believe that we're sitting here talking about this team losing by nearly 20 to Butler.
To
if there
Butler.
Was a thing that I would have guaranteed, I wouldn't have guaranteed a win. I felt confident about Arkansas's chances. I wouldn't have guaranteed it. But I probably would have guaranteed that they wouldn't lose by nearly 20 points.
We learned anything this weekend in this tournament. There is no such thing as a guarantee. But
yeah, you're not kidding.
I mean, at what point, 21-2, I mean, we're sitting there watching this game. We're screaming at the TV. We're throwing things at the TV. It's just, and I'm sure a lot of folks listening right now are relating. Said, yep, I was doing that. Yep. Sorry, preacher, I said that too. Yep. That all happened at my place as well. And at what point, though, because it is just so damn frustrating watching them stand around and I don't understand why Butler quit driving to the rim, Nick. I don't understand why Butler, who was absolutely destroying Arkansas by attacking the basket, quit doing that. That's the only reason. The only reason Arkansas got back in this game is Butler, for whatever reason. Maybe it's their first year coach. I don't know. But they just quit going to the hole. Arkansas gets back in, actually takes the lead, and then Butler's like, you know, that whole part of the game where we were attacking the rim was working out pretty well. Why don't we go back to that? They did. game over. You know, Arkansas stood around on, obviously didn't defend anything, and stood around on offense to the point it was just frustrating. You'd watch the shot clock get under 10, then under 5, and you're backing away from the basket. Then you take a off-balance one-footer fading away, you know, looking to get O and horse or, you know, some kind of shot, you know, time and time. That was just the part for me that was just, well, you know, that is not how I wanted to start my weekend. I know that.
And that's been, though, that's been the makeup of this team throughout the year, though. And whenever they're hitting those shots, we seem to forget.
Yeah, but we're built for the postseason. This is a team built for the postseason.
Yeah.
That's what you've been telling me.
Yeah.
That's what you've been spoon-feeding me with a kitchen spoon, with a spatula.
And you did worse in the postseason this year in both postseasons than you did last year. SEC tournament, you didn't make it to the SEC championship game. And then the postseason, the NCAA tournament, you didn't make it out of the first round. It's definitely disappointing whenever you look up and you see the teams that are in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And you see the teams that are being upset. This is, anybody can win a national championship this year. And it's so disappointing because you have a first-round draft pick either this year or next year, a lottery guy. You have two all-everything senior guards. Mm-hmm. When's the next time? I bet you this team makeup where you have two all-conference guards that are coming back that are both averaging 20 points a game, and you have a first-rounder in the middle, I bet you that makeup will not be here at Arkansas again for another 10 years.
This was your best chance in 20 years. When you find out before the game that the 8'4" center for Purdue broke his elbow, the guy that 47 NBA teams want to draft, broke his elbow, may not play. And so now that, you know, the gates are even wider. They're even more open for the, hey, come on in, baby. The Sweet 16's just waiting on you. Just go out here and play your A game against Butler. You got Purdue, your best shot of beating a top one or two seed in a long time. Maybe your best shot at a Sweet 16 in 20 years. And you messed the bed. You just absolutely messed the bed.
All the opportunities were there. And I think that that's probably what makes this the most disappointing loss in the Mike Anderson tenure, is because you mentioned it. Everything was in place. It looked like all the gates were opening up. And also, like what Nick said, you had pretty much elite guard play, the best guard play you've had in the Mike Anderson tenure. Yeah. You have a guy down low, a first-round pick, who has shown so much dominance throughout the year. It just seemed like, I know the cliche, and we talked about built for the postseason, but as far as the talent level and the experience and everything, you feel like it would be a team that was built for the postseason. But for whatever reason, this team came in flat. It didn't seem like there was a lot of energy. And also, there was weird things happening, like Daniel Gafford taking fadeaways from 10 feet from the basket. He hasn't done that all season.
Yeah.
And then in this game, he tries to kind of turn around and do stuff like that. And it's just kind of like, from at that point, you're feeling in your stomach that's like, this isn't going to be the game. This is not what you expected to see.
Was the stage too big for them? Was it just nervousness? They abandoned their game plan? That could have been, hey, here's how we're going to play this game. We're going to take all these horrible shots, and we're not going to defend the rim. I mean, is that the game plan? That can't be the game plan.
So I know that Mike Anderson isn't telling them that, but that's what they've done since day one. The biggest difference in the times that Arkansas has lost has been what? Those crazy shots hadn't fallen. But when Arkansas beat Tennessee at home at the beginning of the year, it came down to them just hitting a lot of crazy shots. When Arkansas beat Auburn, when they beat Texas A&M by 20, when they beat, I mean, all these different teams, the teams that they weren't just hitting a bunch of crazy shots against were the bottom of the SEC. When they beat South Carolina, or when they beat Ole Miss, when they beat Vandy, those type of games, they grinded those games out because the team they were playing against was really bad. So this is just an example of when those shots are not falling for this team this year, this team looks bad and they look, quote-unquote, unprepared.
The energy just wasn't there. That was the thing I feel like was also disappointing. Just to start, I didn't see the energy, the sense of urgency that you would feel like in a game in the NCAA tournament where it's win or go home, and you have a bunch of players on this team where this is their last hurrah. This is their last chance to really make a statement for their team and for their last year at Arkansas. And that's what you saw. Because I'm telling you right now, and this is nothing against Butler, because, hey, they won the game. But Butler is not a better team than Arkansas.
They're not more talented.
Yeah. They're not a team that are like, right. You know, you can always use the thing, oh, you play them 10 times, you win 9. No, yeah, you could say that, but I'm talking about when I watched Butler, there was nothing about them where I was just like, man, that's just a bad matchup for Arkansas, or man, they just got that guy that he can't miss. It was nothing like that. It's just a thing where it wasn't anything that Butler did that was just extraordinary. It was more about Arkansas not doing things mm-hmm. that they normally have, that we've seen them do, and it was this, you know, Jekyll and Hyde type of team, and this was the Hyde team that decided to show up.
And it's just more disappointing that, so you're telling me Butler, Purdue without their best player in Texas Tech, and you win those guys. Now, don't get me wrong. It seems like Arkansas is so far away from that, but you beat Butler, Purdue without their best player in Texas Tech, and you're in the Elite Eight. Oh, and by the way, the Elite Eight where Arizona won't be participating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. North Carolina won't be participating.
Virginia won't be participating. Not coming either.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else has lost? I mean, Xavier won't be participating.
Nope.
Cincinnati won't be participating. Basically, every team ranked ahead of you will not be participating. Yep. So this is the Sweet 16 Elite Eight of teams that are 7 and back. And
this
that's
is what it's going to look like when they put everybody on probation. In
right. And that's what you and it's just here in this state, when you're talking about national championships for basketball, football, and even baseball, but baseball is a little different. National championship for basketball and football. It seems like, and once again, I'm not saying Arkansas was going to win a national championship in basketball, but it seems like this was the year that Arkansas could have been in the mix to catch a break here or there. Something lucky happened to them, and they could have been in that mix. And not only are they not in the mix, they got out in the first round.
It just, I'm trying to really wrap my mind around it. I think I just need to stop.
Good
because
luck.
It's the NCAA tournament and it is craziness that always happens. It's just unfortunate for Razorback fans that happen to be Arkansas, the ones that aren't advancing with the tournament being wide open as it is. We're brought to you in part by Hunley Media.
No. Brought to you by Crabtree RV.
Oh, Crabtree. I'm sorry.
It is Hot Take. It's right there on that piece of paper. Hot Take Monday, brought to you by Crabtree RV in Alma. Hey, right now at Crabtree RV, they got a ton of inventory. As they have plenty left over from the Greater Fort Smith RV Boat and Outdoor Show that they took in on trade, and you can buy at a fraction of the original MSRP. You can shop right now at Crabtree RV next to the Cracker Barrel in Alma. Crabtree RV right now getting you ready for spring. So if you're looking to trade up or maybe get you a travel trailer, motorhome, or fifth wheel to get out there and enjoy the great outdoors during spring, now is the time at Crabtree RV in Alma. Exit 13 off of I-40 next to the Cracker Barrel, Crabtree RV. It's where your family's dreams come true.
This is Hot Take Monday on the... Download the Morning Rush podcast anytime at hitthatline.com and free on iTunes. This is the Morning Rush.
All right, we want to get all your reactions on this Hot Take Monday. It's been a lot of fun and plenty of them going on. But, here's the thing. I feel like most of the hot takes, quote-unquote, are probably things that a lot of different people are saying as far as this team goes. Now, there are some of those out there that are saying, fire Mike Anderson. We're tired of this. We're not going to get any better. This is as good as it gets with Mike Anderson. If he can't do it this year, will it ever get done? And, I hear that, and listen, he's not losing his job. Let's just get that out of the way right now. He's not getting fired. He's not nothing like that. He made it to the NCAA tournament as a 7 seed. I mean, he's not getting fired.
Well, and not only that, though, but you have to remember, and people hate hearing this, this is a business. Mike Anderson sold, and it wasn't just Mike Anderson, but Mike Anderson sold more tickets this year than any coach have sold in 20 years or how many every year. So this is a business. There is a lot of support there. But I do think this upcoming recruiting class is a big class for Mike Anderson and really the University of Arkansas, because there's going to have to be signs of progression shown, and there's going to have to be signs that this class can possibly get you over the hump. That hump is right now making it back to the Sweet 16. And at this point, it's really a toss-up on if you think that Mike Anderson's going to be able to get there or not. This is the longest that it's taken him at any stop so far. But once again, he has raised the expectations for Arkansas, because remember, 3 or 4 years ago, if you said, hey, you're going to be in the tournament 75% of the time, you're going to be in the tournament 3 out of 4 years, any and everybody would have signed up for that right now. But he's had so much success here at Arkansas. They've had the sellouts. They have guys that are getting drafted now. They have all-conference guys, all-Americans. And so at that point, fans are going to just expect more.
Well, that's just the way sports works. I mean, if we look up and in 5 years, you've been to 4 Sweet 16s, but you haven't moved on to the Elite Eight in the last 5 seasons. You've done it 4 times. You've made the – guess what fans are going to be pissed off about? Guess what fans are going to be demanding to at least get to the Elite Eight and the Final Four? Because that's just the way life works. When you improve, your expectations elevate.
You raise the bar.
You raise the bar. And that's where this program's at right now. They have raised the bar to the point that a first-round exit – that this is all good. This is all healthy. What is going on here this morning and what is going on with this fan base, it's healthy that you've got a fan base that is not satisfied with a first round exit to a program like Butler.
And you got to keep
moving. That is healthy.
Yeah, no, I completely agree how healthy it is. And even here at Arkansas, you feel like it's a better school than what Missouri and UAB were, where Mike Anderson was at. But yet, at UAB, he made it to the Sweet 16. At Missouri, he made it to the Elite Eight. And so everyone's sitting here in Arkansas saying, what's wrong with us? How can he do it at UAB? How can he do it at Missouri? But when he gets to an Arkansas, a much better, more historical program than either of those programs put together, how in the world has he not been able to get back to the least the Sweet 16 with the amount of resources and support and money and all of that that he didn't even have at Missouri or UAB?
Now, this isn't an excuse to answer your question, though. I really felt like the 2015, the season after Bobby Portis and Mike Qualls both left, and then you had to kick Ja'Cory off the team. Anton was suspended at first. Ted Kapita, he didn't make it in. Jimmy Witt, he wasn't as good as what people thought. I really felt like that season was a huge setback. I felt like the way Arkansas was trending upwards, and they were going a straight line up as far as what they were able to do. Bobby Portis was the SEC Player of the Year. You were able to make it to the second round. You took the national champions of that year down to the wire. If you could have got a call here or there, then it may have gone in your favor. I feel like on moments like that, you have to capitalize on it. I feel like if you go and win a championship, or if you have an SEC Player of the Year, or if you're able to win that many games, you have to be able to build on that, whereas Mike Anderson basically started over after that. That team that won 15 games and went 500 after that, he should have been Coach of the Year, because that team had enough talent to win about 7 or 8. So the biggest key is to be able to capitalize on those big moments, and I felt like he was starting over then. And right now, these guys are all leaving. You're losing a bunch of seniors. We'll see what Daniel Gafford does, but you're going to have to start over again next season, and I think that's been the biggest difference here, why it's taking a little bit longer, but because he had to push the reset button when he wasn't really ready to.
And Hot Take Monday brought to you by Crabtree RV in Alma, exit 13 off of I-40 next door to the Cracker Barrel. Check him out online at crabtreerv.com. But Mike has got to figure out, and I think fans are being set up, their expectations are for this tournament to take a postseason step backwards over the next couple of years because of the level of talent you're losing. But you got to figure out how to replace that, how to develop what you're bringing in, because fans are not going to be okay with not making it to the Sweet 16 at some point in the next two to three seasons. And I don't know that that's reality on the immediate horizon.
Well, if you think about it, when we've talked with Richard Davenport and all these recruiting experts, because I'll be honest, I'm not a recruiting expert. I don't pretend to be. I don't want to be. I'll let those guys take care of it. But they've talked about this upcoming recruiting class for Arkansas. It's a good one. It's a good to great one. It's got a lot of potential and a lot of talent in there. But having them come in as true freshmen, it's going to be difficult for them to get it all together and know exactly how it's going to play out. But it might set up for maybe not this year, but the next year. The next year they may be able to make another run.
That's what we've always...
I know.
We're spoon-fed on that from the time we're in diapers as Razorback. Wait till next year.
That's the motto.
Wait till next year.
The motto.
The only sport we're not told that. Well, track and baseball. Track and baseball. We don't have to wait till next year, those two sports. Other than that, wait till next year. Wait till next... I mean, at some point, you just get tired of it.
No doubt about it. Let's go to the phone lines, 877-377-6963. Mark is in Van Buren. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. I agree with everything y'all are saying about so far this morning. I had one theory I wanted to throw by you guys, see what you guys thought, was that like, most of the reason that Arkansas has the issues that they do is maybe it's not there at the university, but more or less the media. In my opinion, the media sees us as the redheaded, ugly stepchild that doesn't really belong in the NCAA nor in the SEC. When you look at it all across the board, you know, over the years, I think that everybody's just kind of looked at Arkansas as like, well, you guys are just Arkansas. You're not Kentucky. You're not North Carolina. You know, schools that main reason with one being a particular, you know, North Carolina, you know, has had a great recruiting class throughout the years, especially with one who won six NBA championships with Chicago Bulls. But I'll hang up and listen.
Well, appreciate it, Mark. And I was going to ask if he meant the national media or local media. I'm assuming he means national media when he talks about how the outlook is about Arkansas. But, you know, even with Nolan Richardson, when he won the national championship, the thing after the game and in the post game, and even the headlines that was in the newspapers and all that was respect. Because Nolan Richardson, as an individual, as well as the school at the University of Arkansas, dealing even back in the days of the Southwest Conference, they always felt like they were being disrespected and not given enough credit because, hey, it's Arkansas. That's where it's Arkansas. You're next to last and everything because thank God for Mississippi.
It's part of our DNA as a state.
That's right.
We always struggle, and we're all three Arkansans, all three from different parts of the state, but we've always struggled with that little brother complex.
Mm-hmm.
We've always struggled with people thinking we're being disrespected as a state. And it's been said many times before, and I'll say it again, and it's not an original, but it's better as Arkansans, we would much rather for other people to think we're good than to actually be good. And as crazy as that is, you know, that's why we get so caught up in polls, you know, because we get so worried about what everybody else thinks. But yeah, I think there's a little bit of that complex that we I think a lot of small states fight.
Yeah, and even small schools like Arkansas, because it's one of those things, too, where with Arkansas, if you're from here and you know the university and you know the athletic program, you see it and it's like you feel like you can compete in anything because of the support, because of the money, because of how amazing Fayetteville is to live in and go to school at, and all these little attributes that you feel like no one gives you credit because they just see Arkansas next to them like, oh, you know, they even wear shoes over there. You know, it's an element of disrespect no matter what. No, and I think that there's something to that. But it's just fans have to get over that complex. They have to stop worrying.
It won't happen.
I know, but they got to stop worrying about that stuff.
We worry about it in sports. We worry about it in education. Everything we do in this state.
Everything. And like you said, it doesn't even have to do with sports. It's everything. But you even think back to the time where Houston Nutt and a lot of fans wanted him gone.
Mm-hmm.
The national media, or at least the ones that I remember, were ripping Arkansas fans. Like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You're wanting to get rid of Houston Nutt?
You idiots are flying planes?
Yeah. Well, are you serious? This man who's done so much, you're lucky to get a 10-win season. Well, guess what they did? Went and hired Bobby Petrino, and everything changed. Now, it didn't last long, and we don't want to get into that whole argument again, but the point is,
but you're right.
If you stop worrying about that,
there was a chance for it to get better.
Yes, there was a chance. Yes, and once it did, it was kind of like a big middle finger to the world saying, "Ha, see, you make fun of us because we're Arkansas, but we proved to you that we can win at a high level." It's as simple as that. Great conversation going on. You can also get after us on Twitter at Morning Rush Show for any questions, comments, concerns that you may have. As we're gonna continue on with the rest of the show and talking about the NCAA tournament. I mentioned that I was going to talk a little bit about myself. I hate talking about myself. That's not really my thing. But I feel like in the opening show, shut up, Nick. I saw that as soon as I said that, I saw him smile.
No. I hate talking about myself.
Yeah.
Said no
radio host ever.
Ever.
First impressions are important, guys. I'm trying to make sure that I look a little humble here in the very beginning. But I do want to do a little former introduction to everybody, and because I know that this has been a big change for a lot of people. So we'll make sure that we get that going from here. 877-377-6963. This is The Morning Rush.
This is Hot Take Monday on the